sometimes there's not enough words or any words to describe losing all of the air out of your lungs. But that's what this feels like as the Chiefs lose to the Chicago Bears 18-17 with B.J. Kissel, Chiefs reporter. Chiefs are on the verge of blowing them out. A field goal went a minute 20-3 or touchdown 24-3 early in the third. Talk about the injury to Jamal Charles, what that did to this team, and then the blocked field goal.
I think Coach Reed said it after the game, that after the blocked field goal, after Jamal Charles' injury, that the team just never responded. And that's what needs to happen when you face a situation like that. We saw it in the whole second half. They had just over 120 yards of total offense. One thing the Chiefs did in the first half pretty well is they didn't have any penalties. They had one penalty for 10 yards. They had two penalties for 39 yards in the second half. A couple of those were key penalties. They just weren't able to get out of their own way. And you hate to see it after the Jamal Charles injury, but you know they had to figure out a way to respond, and they couldn't do it today.
As we're doing this, there's still no official word from the team. There's a lot of chat around the National Football League that it's a serious injury to Jamal, but these guys love Jamal. They know how hard he works. Well, I've been around this guy since 08. Mm-hmm. So psychologically, when a guy goes down like that and the guys think it's serious, what does that do to the psyche of a team?
I think we saw it last year with Derek Johnson in the game against the Tennessee Titans. Same thing with Mike DeVito, that there was just something was different after that, and they couldn't quite overcome it. And when it's a guy like Jamal, and you and I have a chance to be around him every day and what he means to this football team, and the bottom line is they're going to have to figure out a way, because they've still got 11 games left to go in this season, and it's definitely going to be an uphill battle, but it starts with Jamal and the message he's got to this team, and then the guys that are going to step in his place, and the rest of those guys on offense have to figure out a way to move past this. And again, we talked about it every week, it's leadership, and it doesn't mean it stops now just because they struggled once again.
But I ask you, though, they get a 14-point lead in the first half with all three phases doing it, a sack strip, fumble recovery, Ramique Wilson, get an offensive touchdown to Anthony Thomas. Dustin Colquitt was spectacular, really dictated the game. But then how much are all three phases kind of on the hook here for letting that lead slip away?
I think they're going to share the responsibility with everybody in the locker room, because there were different phases that could have stepped up and made plays to change the ending of the game. But the bottom line is everybody had an opportunity and it couldn't come through. But you talked about in the first half, the defensive line, I got Alan Bailey, Jay Howard, those guys in the first half were really stepping up. And you know what, at the same time, you have to give credit to the Bears. You have to give credit to Jay Cutler and some of those throws that he made in the second half where guys were in good position. He just made a better play, and the Chiefs need to start figuring out ways to come out on the other end of those.